It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello,
Bo. Not, but you know, still pretty cool.
Yeah.
Back to Peachtree Corners we go. Yeah, we closed on our house yesterday in Peachtree Corners, and we're excited. Now we got 3 weeks to get moved, and I think it's probably going to come down to the last week of the month because I procrastinate doing stuff.
You need any help? But,
yes. Yes, we do. From anyone out there listening.
Abe would love
truck
to.
Or, yeah.
You better hire some movers.
You ever hired movers? They're very expensive.
Yeah,
we did
are.
That last they time we moved.
I'll tell you this.
It was almost $2,000 for like 2 hours of work.
You want me to get them the people that moved us into our house? Because outside of something might get broken, which they broke that table. Like, Donna, I was like, Donna, who are these people?
That's like the worst endorsement you could give them.
But it was.
Outside of they might
but
break
it was
your
cheap.
Stuff.
It was cheap. But I was like, I was helping them dudes move. I was like, hey, Doc, this is too heavy. Can you give us a hand, sir? Like, what the
oh,
hell?
Oh, really? Oh, what? So, did they, like, reduce the price a little bit?
Yeah.
Because I'll help them.
That'd help them.
I got no problem with that.
That'd help them.
But so, if you want to help them and they might break your stuff, go with Randy's guys.
No, don't say Randy's guys. All right, that's my cheap ass wife.
Oh, okay, go with Donna's
guys. My cheap ass wife. But I got a question.
I'll help you if you want.
Well, I'm so happy for y'all and everything. I got a question. The picture was beautiful. Saw the picture with him and Tara and everything, and they had a beautiful sign that said Braze. Why was her name first?
So we got that little plaque thing from our mortgage lender, Sonny. Shout out to us, okay. Sonny, and Sam, our real estate agent over there. He made that for us.
Oh, nice.
But I think that's probably the right move.
Okay, nice.
You know, just to, you know, I don't know that she would have felt any kind of way about it had my name been first, but, you know, I'll give her that. You can put your name first. Yeah.
That's good.
So speaking of names coming first, Zach Arishiche with a big night last night. So here's Zach. Post game, talking about a message that Quinn was delivering during the game.
He basically tells me to shoot the ball every time.
Yeah,
he can't. He can't even say pardon my French.
I love it.
He literally is French.
I love it.
Yeah, he should. He should have shot it more.
Yeah.
That's my only criticism of last night's game. Is he played amazing? He was 33 points. He was 6 of 10 from downtown. He should have took 15 threes. Like,
I need a coach. I would love a coach to say that. If I'm a shooter, shoot the effing ball.
Shooting, man. If you have made 6 out of 10, you're taking more.
Yeah.
Like,
Heat check.
You got to heat check that thing. Because who knows? Like, he was very good. And a lot of the shots were in rhythm, so he wasn't forcing it. And I understand that's how they want to play with him. I don't know that they ran a play for him in the second half of that game. He just sort of scores in the flow of the offense, got some offensive rebounds and scored that way. Found his way into the teeth of the defense on one big possession in the fourth quarter and made a little floater. But yeah, go demand it. You're the number one overall pick, and you got 33? Like, clear out. Get out of my way. What?
My monkey's on the loose in South Carolina.
Oh.
There are monkeys on the loose in South Carolina. Stay away from them.
Where?
You know orangutans?
Oh, God, they escaped a research facility?
Yeah.
So they might be pumped up with all
you
kinds
know what I'm
of
saying?
Stuff.
They all jacked up on all kinds of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, dog.
What part of South Carolina? We got family out there.
My kids go to school. My son goes to college up there.
All right, let's make sure it's not there.
Yeah, make sure it's not. Yeah, make sure it's not.
43 monkeys escaped the South Carolina research facility.
Was this planned?
Secure your windows.
You think somebody let them? Somebody had to let them.
Probably.
Out. Somebody
free
let
the monkeys.
Out. Yeah, somebody like that. Free the monkeys and that ass roll around.
Beaufort? Is it Beaufort County or Beaufort County?
I don't know. All Beaufort? I know is that they coming out looking like the damn Ninja Turtles. You know what I mean? Monkey jacked up on the ooze.
They got mutant monkeys running.
Hey, man. Don't go near them, people. So, you know, in the zoo, orangutans are the only shoot on site animals that if they get loose, they're drop them right there
right.
on the spot.
Seriously?
Like not even lions or tigers.
Really?
They can tranquilize a lion or tiger, but they won't go right after you. Orangutans will come after you with the intent of harming you. Yeah.
Yeah, know that.
So don't go near no monkeys, people.
Yeah,
stay safe out there.
This is how that James Franco version of Planet of the Apes started.
Sure is.
They escaped and then they're just hanging out in San Fran.
Oh, no, that is, where our family lives. It's out out on the coast. Uh-oh. Dang it. They got little kids.
Watch the monkeys.
Yeah. Steer clear of those monkeys.
Steer clear. Don't try to be no hero.
It's not a Curious George situation. Sorry, we've been watching a lot of Curious George at the house.
Yeah, Curious George. There are no nice monkeys out there. Stay away from them.
Okay.
Don't let Curious George fool you. So the Kelsey's recorded New Heights yesterday. So we heard from Jason already, apologizing for whatever reason for talking back and punking the dude that was talking about Travis. So here's Travis's response to Jason having to apologize.
You had some fucking clown come up to you and talk about your family, and you reacted in a way that was defending your family, and you might have used some words that you regret using, and that's a situation that you just got to kind of learn from and own. And I think you owning it and you speaking about it shows how sincere you are to a lot of people in this world.
Jason was the bigger man. He apologized. So
yeah, I apologize, man.
I get that, like, in his position and all the things he has going on right now, it's probably easier just to be like, yeah, my bad, and then keep it moving.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything wrong.
No.
And in reality, maybe it could be a good learning opportunity for chumps.
Yes.
To stop doing stuff like that.
Yes.
Because it just, again, we talk about, it seems like we have a story like this every single week, whether it's in a stadium or whatever. Like, it's just, it's an epidemic of people thinking that life is not real or something like that. And I don't know, man. Like,
chumps.
We gotta behave better. Like,
chumps.
You can't act like that in public. This is not the internet. You shouldn't act like that on the internet
people
either.
You need to be punched in the face sometimes.
It's true.
But thankfully, he didn't do that, because with, you know, technology and cameras and all that stuff out there, we'd be facing a big, you know. Dude 100% deserved it, but Jason Kelsey probably out of a job right now.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing about it. He's the one with actually something to lose here. So, yeah.
So, Randy, when you were in school, did you actually, like, how much did you actually have to study for tests when you were going to college?
Well, since I've already graduated and got a degree and everything like that, not a lot.
They can't take it back.
They can't take it back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can't take it back.
So, you know, Bengals are on Thursday night football. Now, we actually have a great one tonight, Bengals-Ravens. Looking forward to that one. So, Ja'Marr Chase was asked if having to learn offense for this week was kind of like cramming for a test in school.
I didn't study in school.
See, I would never say that, because I did.
It's a lot. You just gotta stay focused. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta really lock in right now. So I mean, we get a little break time.
I did study. All right,
Is he saying that because he didn't have to take his own tests, or
that could
is he saying that because he was just really, really smart?
Like that could be it. I would never
benefit of the doubt.
I would never
process.
Ever say I never studied. I would never ever say I didn't go to class, because I did do all of those things.
You had to.
I had to.
Yeah.
So I went to class and I studied and everything like that. But I mean, there were some moments where, you know, whoever the shorty was, you know, she had the Social Security. Yeah, surprised. Yeah. No, I think about that a lot of times, because, you know, back then sometimes in class you had to sign in with your social sometimes.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, your last four digits.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I thought about that. But, yeah, Georgia, yeah, it was something to be present in some classes. But all I know is that when I would study, I always did well.
Nice.
It's amazing how that works.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It's almost like cheating.
It's amazing. It's amazing what I tell my kids about studying, and it works. When I did it, it worked.
I know it blows people's minds, but like, you go to class, you read the book, you study the stuff.
Yes.
You're probably going to do well.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is amazing how that works.
Yes.
So how about a go-to snack when you were in the NFL? What was your favorite food to go to?
Oh, man. I didn't eat a lot of junk food. Favorite snack? I mean, I've been a pork rind dude. I was eating skins before I had teeth. You know what I mean?
So The Athletic recently did a study. 24 teams in the NFL participated. Go-to snack for NFL football players this season?
Let me guess. Uncrustables.
It is Uncrustables.
That was, all right. That was a guess. I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
80,000 Uncrustables.
They love these
things.
I love them, too.
I never had one.
You never had an Uncrustable? Really?
Uh-huh. What is it?
Well, it's basically a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with no crust on it.
I would have sworn.
Me personally.
Okay, I think Lily got some of those at soccer a couple weeks ago.
They're kind of expensive, though, for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I would have sworn that you would have had one.
I've never had one.
Really?
Wow. They are very, very tasty.
They're good and they're
very. I would rather just make a sandwich, though.
They're good and they're very, very addictive.
Yeah.
There's two things I done got hooked on since we've been back from vacation. One is carbs, brother. I mean, dude.
That's all right.
No, it's not all right, Andy.
You need them.
No, it's like crack, man. Because when we were over there in Bora Bora, like we would go to the grocery store and they would have like the bread loaves in a bin. No plastic, no wrap, and
just fresh bread.
Just fresh bread sitting in the bin, and people would walk by and just grab them and go pay for them.
Yeah,
obviously.
Sure.
And so since I've been back, I went to Publix and there was a big ass roll, that bread roll that Publix got.
Yeah,
I bought it, Andy.
It's delicious,
and I went up under it.
I'm sure you did.
No, that's bad for me.
Is it?
I can't.
Well, a lot of bread is. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you see me up here scratching. I want some bread right now, Andy.
Now is it because like you have a gluten reaction?
I don't know, man.
Or
I know. I mean,
you're just thinking about it and getting a little itchy.
I don't know, dog. that bread, good. Yeah.
Bread's really good.
It's really good.
It is not overrated.
It is accurately rated.
Very, very good. Bread is delicious.
It's very.
Look, just ask you a question. I'm not trying to entrap. I'm not trying to be a wise guy here. But you have famously said you will not eat. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I did say
that. I'm not eating that blank.
How did I say it, though?
With so much disrespect.
Yes.
Yeah. But an Uncrustable.
It's not a sandwich.
It's not the same thing.
No.
Okay. Just making sure.
It's not, Bo.
Just making sure.
It's not.
Because you had a real look on your face about peanut butter and jelly sandwiches
a couple weeks ago. No. Hold on.
Wait, so not only is it a sandwich.
No, it's not a sandwich
where you've cut the crust off
a
little kid.
It's not a sandwich. All right? It's not a sandwich.
I would dare to say that Uncrustables are softer than regular peanut butter and jelly
sandwiches.
I'll
tell you this. How about we go get a damn box then and look at it and see if it says sandwich on it?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's how we settle it.
Yeah.
We'll eat them.
No, it's how.
I didn't know what Randy was going to say. How about we?
It was the description of how
Randy, you're not going to like what's on the box.
What's the other box?
You're not going to like what's on
the
box.
Well, I haven't had one in a long
time. Peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich.
But that's not what it is.
Yeah.
That's not what it is. And it was,
was it peanut butter and jelly Hot Pocket?
We got to go.
You're one of the best guys.
We got to go. It wasn't even about the
frozen crustless sandwiches.
No, that's not what it is, though.
Frozen?
It was. Huh. Yeah. No. Okay, we got to go break. But it was how you describe the peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What did I describe it? I just said sometimes I'll eat a peanut butter and jelly if I'm making the kids peanut butter and jelly.
And that's what it was. That's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, but I can't.
I will make two of those every time I make
that. That was so great. Randy was like, see what the box says. Box gave the wrong answer. Box is wrong. Best. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.